This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Return of the Dragon. You were telling me some stories about that, your dad, the super most famous movie with Bruce Lee. I remember asking your dad on air once about, hey, who would win in a fight between you and Bruce Lee, knowing that online it's a joke, asking who would win. I mean, Bruce Lee was basically an artist. He wasn't a fighter, so there was just really no comparison, but not running down Bruce Lee.
My dad would kill Bruce Lee. Hands down, in a street fight. That's it. My dad would take Bruce Lee any day. Bruce Lee was a master at exactly what you said. He was a master technician. He was an acrobat. He was brilliant in the martial arts. But Bruce was not a fighter. He was not an actual competitor, which is something my dad was.
Your dad won the world championship a lot in full contact.
It was, they'd put a piece of tape over their knuckles.
Oh, well, that's pretty much it.
So, I never forget, my dad was in Texas fighting, like Skipper Mullins, Alan Cena, all these big, bad Texas boys. And he comes home, and he's got a busted nose. He's got black eyes. I never get running in, Dad, and I jump right on his nose. Right after he from Texas, he's got a busted nose, and just so great. He's such a great man. He's such a great man. And
how many fights did he fight?
Ooh.
Hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds. And back
then, he looks good for 75 for being in fights.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I've probably been in. If you count when I was really young, they weren't really fights. I've probably been in about 75 real fights, and I'm not as pretty as I was when I've been in them in years.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager and a little bit in college. I mean, I it took my looks getting in just 75 street fights. I could imagine being in hundreds of real fights with professionals.
Yeah, and it's chaos. It was chaos inside that ring, but it was great because we got the opportunity to be a father who was the greatest martial artist in the world, and I'm his son, and I'm like going, gosh, this is so cool. My dad's up there, and he's a world champion, and I get to fight, which kind of lifted expectations on me a little bit, only for me that I had to prove myself and that I could do this too. And in a strange way, to this day, I still want to make my dad proud. I still want to make movies that my dad's going to go, that's a good job, son. And so far, everything's...
Well, I hope my son, Rex, who does great news reports, he loves being part of the show. He's busy with school, and he loves tennis as well. Plays that like 4 days a week, which I like. It encourages him, and it keeps him in shape.
And a great British accent.
Absolutely. He did it. Well, that was back when his mother, he was 3 years ago, didn't want him on TV with his voice, or with it. Now she's cool with it. And so he wore a Guy Fawkes mask. People says, your kid's British? No, he did the accent about secrets of terrorism. Any closing comments, Mr. Norris?
Alex, I just want to say thank you for having us down here.
Thank you.
Anytime I'm able to kind of be in the sphere of Gary Haven, for me, it's an absolute learning experience. And you know this. I take everything Gary said very serious because I thirst for knowledge.
Well, he's saying, I know this stuff up one side and down the other. He knows what he's talking about. He's done the research. I can't even remember that executive order. I have to go look it up. He knows the number.
1303.
Yeah. And he's a really good salesman. He's out there selling liberty, just trying to get the politicians to be statesmen. And it's very exciting. We got about a minute left, sir. Take us out.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to thank Mike for the work he's done. I can have an idea, but it takes gifted people. He's a gifted director who's able to tell a great story.
And it's that collaboration.
It is. Teamwork. And I feel like we're part of your team here today, which is a great honor to us. Yeah. You're doing this every day in a very, very effective way. You're probably the top alternative media star in the world. Yeah. And to invest yourself in this and the risks that come with it, you're an American hero.
I'm committed to beating these people. And I take it personal like you do. We're being enslaved. We're being overrun. We're being conquered. I mean, thank you for saying that, but I think it's all about survival here. I mean, my instincts, I can't help but fight this.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. And I think any thinking American has come to the same conclusion. You know, I was always regretful, not so much anymore.
You know what? We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you what, will you please come for a quick shot on the nightly news?
You got it.
You're the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Sold off his company, Curves, when it was peaking a few years ago. Fastest growing chain in world history. Gary Haven will break down the economy. He will break down what's happening in Washington. He'll break down what's happening in Texas politics because he's friends with Governor Greg Abbott and others. And told me, I don't know, 2.5-3 months ago when I was in North Texas shooting a film with him and Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, who's just an amazing individual. They were just telling me all this incredible stuff that obviously they'd been made privy to. People like Chuck Norris have been made privy to. And a lot of it then became started coming out in the news. We have since then seen Chuck Norris come out and say he's concerned about Jade Helm, not because he doesn't trust the military, but because he doesn't trust Obama, who admittedly is training the military to confiscate guns and go after veterans in the Tea Party. But then The Guardian spins it deceptively. Texas Ranger Chuck Norris warns of government plot to take over state. No, he didn't. They actually go read his quotes. He talked about how, why aren't they on the border? He talked about what Louis Gohmert talked about, the fact that the military has been ordered to train to take on gun owners and veterans. And that's what Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas, who's an Army officer veteran himself, he said, I've never seen training exercises with these type of maps listing states hostile. I have never. And he talked about the training manuals to take on gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. I mean, doesn't everyone understand that's been in hundreds of newspapers? The media just keeps acting like we're crazy. But there's a real fight over who controls the military and their mission, and we're saying no unconstitutional missions. The military is the main group saying no unconstitutional missions. How do you think we at InfoWars.com break probably 60-70% of the documents, restricted, you name it, that come out of different military bases, where they're saying the founding fathers are bad and gun owners are bad and Christians are bad and racist, and Daily Caller now had one of those 2 weeks ago as well, and the Defense Department defended it. So our military, Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, is in the news today saying they're not going to criticize ISIS or radical Islam. In fact, they won't call it radical Islam, continuing what the White House said. But they will put out manuals basically calling veterans terrorists and George Washington a bad man. I mean, I have those articles today. We're going to be going over them. So, won't say ISIS is bad, but conservatives, veterans, gun owners, libertarians, Christians, pro-lifers, I mean, they're auditing libertarian think tanks. They're harassing them. And it's all over the news that all Hades is basically breaking loose. Now, there is so much to get to today. Let me just do this. Separately, Mike Norris was laying on me at dinner. It was actually lunch. The most amazing Chuck Norris stories that no one's ever heard. This is his son, who he works with in filmmaking and TV, and produces his own hit films and TV shows. Lives in Dallas, outside Dallas, my hometown. I mean, amazing stuff. And we're not about gossip or entertainment news, but we are about celebrating patriots, people that are under attack. And definitely Chuck Norris is the real deal. Not just a character, tough guy, and a lot of really enjoyable 70s and 80s and 90s movies and TV shows into the 2000s. But the fact that he was the world champion in Taekwondo and some of the other issues. One time I was talking to Joe Rogan, who was the national champion in his weight for Taekwondo. But Chuck Norris was the global champion. And, of course, the host of the UFC. And I said, would Chuck Norris do good in UFC today? If he was 25, he said, absolutely, he'd probably win. And he goes, because the same stuff he had then is how he would end up winning today. And so that's what Joe Rogan, the top commentator on jiu-jitsu, martial arts, commentary. That's what he had to say about Chuck Norris. So, there's a lot of jokes out there, the whole Chuck Norris meme, and Chuck Norris, is a listener to the broadcast. He's been on many times. He's received a lot of criticism for coming on the broadcast because they have to act like what I'm saying here is so dirty and so bad. They had the Fox's Five attack saying we're crazy. They were even willing to go after Ted Cruz, saying, why is he listening to Alex Jones? Why is the governor listening? Why is Chuck Norris listening? They're not listening to me. I mean, they are listening. But anyone can go to Forbes or AP or the Army War College and read where the new main enemy is the Patriots. We're forcing a national debate about that. Just like we did about NSA warrantless spying 20 years ago. I mean, we had the former director of the technical division, that's like number three position, number four position, the equivalent of a two-star general, William Binney, in studio here, Do you understand that? We had James Bamford, the former main producer of Nightline, on the broadcast 18 years ago and 15 years ago, laying out everything that Snowden came out with. He just gave the latest names and the latest programs, but it's all basically the same thing. We don't make stuff up. When we're speculating about the nature of the universe or matter, we will say we're speculating. But 95% of the time, we're not speculating, and that's what upsets the dinosaur media so much, is we're covering legitimate news and information here that people can go look up for themselves. That's why Ted Cruz said he was concerned because we can't trust the federal government. Not that Jay Helms is an imminent takeover, but that the de-evolution of the military into a domestic tyranny is a fact. And they think you're too stupid to go research that and find out. Let me give you the other headlines before I drill into all this, because there is just so much here. TPP trade deal, Congress giving away its authority. TPP means Congress surrendering its global authority to busybodies. Republicans move to rescue Obama trade that takes over the internet, free speech, you name it. Here's another headline. Rand Paul plans to filibuster Patriot Act. Super news. Whistleblowers soar to record levels under Obama, but they're still being persecuted at record numbers. But it's not intimidating them. So see, good people in the government. Almost half of U.S. states are officially broke. We're going to break that down. Zero Hedge has all the graphs on InfoWars.com. Election Commission Dems want to regulate conservative internet super PACs, and they've made the announcements. Just as other commissioners have warned the public, they're coming for Drudge. Super exciting news, positive news. Mexico, it's also sad news, cancels infant vaccines nationwide after two die. 29 others suffering debilitating adverse reactions, including their brain swelling up, stop breathing, an autoimmune response. Mexican doctors say they're having an autoimmune response to the administration of the tuberculosis and hepatitis B vaccines. These are the ones they give newborn preemies, and when they're ordered to do it at the hospital, we had a whistleblower on in a big ward in like Chicago, in one area, they'll give them all the shots because it'll be an order from the bioethics board. And they'll say, all right, we got about 65 preemies in there. We've been ordered. Get the emergency beds ready. Get the innovation ready. We're going to save their lives. They go and give them the shots, and upwards of 10% stop breathing and flatline. They defibrillate. They snake tubes down their lungs. I mean, and we've had the whistleblowers on. So they follow orders and then save their lives. The babies die and have to be resuscitated. The babies flatline. Who says human sacrifice doesn't go anymore? Oh, I guess they're not babies. They're preemies. So it's just like other babies that get aborted, right? So we're going to be breaking that down. Washington State passes law requiring warrants for stingray use. It was InfoWars.com a year ago with Mikhail Phelan when he still lived in Washington State. He was such a good reporter, we moved him here. Got the insides of the city documents that were secret, that they were illegally spying on everyone and admitting it was illegal. And then that blew the whole nationwide program sky bloody high. You think we're an enemy of the globalists? Pray for us, folks. We're going in. We're going in hard. We are engaging. State to retain custody of free-range children, InfoWars.com. There's a local newscast we have posted. Authorities, not servants, to continue investigation of off-the-grid family who were homeschooling. Unrest, urban unrest, expert, U.S. on the cusp of cycle of riots. More domestic disorder coming in the aftermath of Ferguson and Baltimore. Urban unrest expert Dr. Max Herman says the United States is on the cusp of a wave of domestic disorder that the country will have not seen. And the country will see race riots. Professor of sociology at New Jersey University told New Republic's Joel Gilliff on the economic downturn. Yeah, it's economic downturn. It's the White House hyping the war on police. And whether you're for the police or against them, they're hyping a federal war on police, in their own words, to federalize them, in the words of Al Sharpton. And now, black Democrat sheriff, Obama fueling racial division for federal takeover of police. Obama started this year his war on police intentionally, right in line with his community agitating, he tweeted. And that, of course, is the sheriff we've had on repeatedly, David A. Clark of Milwaukee.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah.
David and Mike Norris in the control room right now, standing by the evil flag of George Washington. So we'll punch that up on screen for everybody. There they are. Can you imagine how evil it is? George Washington on a black flag doesn't mean he's a pirate. A black flag originally meant no surrender. And so no surrender there. Now, if it's a black flag with a skull, it means no surrender, no quarter. We're going to kill you. But there's no skull on this. There's just George Washington. And I know how much both of you men, both patriots, love George Washington. So they've been gracious enough to come down from North Texas to be here in the capital of socialism in Texas, Austin. And so Mike Norris and Gary Haven coming up in the second hour today with a lot of Jade Helm analysis, their take on how great the governor is. I know they both know him. And of course, Gary really knows him well. And they told me a lot of really interesting stuff a few months ago, 2.5-3 months ago, when I was up there shooting a movie with them. I was honored to be part of that. So that is all coming up today. And he doesn't get sick of talking about it. I wouldn't either if my dad was Chuck Norris. I love telling stories about my dad regardless. You want to hear amazing Chuck Norris stories that no one has ever heard. I mean, because I Googled some of these after he told me these stories. They're not out there, a bunch of them. So this is the stuff that legends are made of. And, of course, the biggest legend around is got to be Chuck Norris globally. Chuck Norris. So we're going to talk about that, some of the films that Mike has made and this new film that's coming out. And then when the film actually comes out, I guess in the winter or maybe next year, I'm not sure of the times yet, we're going to certainly be promoting it here because, strangely enough, it's a film centering around the invasion of Texas, basically, by a force. I mean, I hope I'm not giving away too much right now. Hope I'm not. Gary, can I get a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Should I shut up? Oh, thumbs up. Okay. Yeah, he's doing a thumbs up in there, folks. I'm allowed to say it. He'll talk about the upcoming film some when he comes in, so I'm very excited. Again, I don't usually get giddy about Hollywood stuff, but you know, these folks aren't from Hollywood, they're from Texas. And you got an entrepreneur who started the fastest growing franchise globally ever, Curves, billions. And then, of course, the entrepreneur sold it, and all these other businesses. And then you've got Mike Norris, who, on top of it, learned how to ride a motorcycle from Steve McQueen. So it just goes on and on and on. So true lore that would only normally be released in some type of four-level revelry, you will be learning all of that coming up here today. Anyways, they're really fun guys to hang out with. And I tell you, Gary, I put him over there, gave me an entire bag of some of the best cigars I've ever had. So he's also a bad influence, ladies and gentlemen. So all right, I'm going to stop right there. This is a short segment. So much good news, so many things to talk about. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in here for about 10 minutes at the start of the news segment with some very important health news. Monsanto has been downgraded to a risky bad investment by a major rating agency as it comes out in major human studies in Europe that it is linked directly to cancer. Gee, it is in rats and other rodents like guinea pigs. Who would have thought weed killer might be bad for you? My gosh, what are these conspiracy theorists going to talk about next? And then if you expand on that, the Feds just came out and said lower from 1.5 parts per million fluoride to 6 or 7 parts per million because it is causing bone cancer and other problems. And they said ban it in pesticides because it bioaccumulates. And so if you think 1 part per million is bad, they've got 300 parts per million in the leading powdered egg brand of fluoride. I mean, you want an IQ reducer, you want to get a chemical lobotomy, baby, this is the way to do it. And the only reason I throw that out is good things are happening. We're proving fluoride's deadly poison, that weed killer is deadly poison. Gee, that's, again, hard to prove, isn't it? It's just prima facie. Wow, honeybees eat it and die. Wow, might be bad for us. Gee, if that kills bugs, do I want to eat it? By the way, Chuck Norris, writing for WorldNet Daily, Transcending Left-Right Paradigm, has come out and criticized GMO. You see, it's happening. The people are coming together. It isn't about being liberal or conservative. It's about being pro-life, not wanting to kill babies. And now, as I mentioned earlier, Mexico has banned a major vaccine in the country because it's killing people and maiming them. We're going to be covering that. And it's sad people are being killed, but it's good news that at least there and in India and in Japan and in Italy when the kids, wow, we gave 1,000 kids the shot and a bunch of them got sick and some died. We might not want to give this again. And they had their medical doctors go in and look at what happened to them. And lo and behold, it caused brain inflammation. Just exactly what all the medical doctors have been saying here. So we're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I guess you get a billionaire in the building, all the Jeff cigars going. So now we're having a serious conspiracy here. I'm turning into Rush Limbaugh, literally. Now I've been combing my hair back more and more as it falls out. And I had some news article up, and there was a picture of Rush Limbaugh. It was some story where, last week where Limbaugh was rightfully saying, you know something? If you are going to ban free speech because ISIS might attack conservatives for their speech, then you need to ban all the liberals promoting gay, 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 gay. That makes ISIS mad, too. And so I had up RushLimbaugh.com, was reading that article, and my son goes, you look like Rush Limbaugh. I guess with my hair come back. And I'm up against him in the same time slot, not by design. This is where I was put 18 years ago by the network. But I am now officially degenerating into it. Because now I'm smoking cigars on the radio. They were back there in my office firing up. And so I thought, you know what? We're talking health news. Why not fire up a stogie? Because that's what it's all about here at InfoWars.com. Seriously. I just wanted to violate the city of Austin ordinance against indoor smoking. Anthony, do you wish to lodge a complaint against me for this?
Well, you know, I think you're a bad person. And I think it's bad for you to highlight the fact that we can actually have fun and smoke cigars while still being healthy and still fighting for things like Monsanto losing their credit score now to negative, losing money every single month.
We're celebrating that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're celebrating Chuck Norris.
We are. We're celebrating the American spirit right now.
It was, excuse me, please continue.
Well, I think it's amazing to think about all the victories we've had. And you were talking about Monsanto being downgraded by one of the Moody's, one of the largest investor credit agencies. And it goes beyond that because of all the junk we're getting out of the food supply. And I think it's worthy of a cigar. I think it's a victory cigar, especially when you're on air. And I think what it is, it's a talk radio syndrome is what you're experiencing. Slowly, instead of looking like Rush Limbaugh, you're
I've only been
like
doing this. I've only been doing this 20 years, though.
Only
I'm starting
20
years. To experience Rush Limbaugh syndrome?
Maybe it's just starting to hit you now. It's starting to catch up to you.
You know, I thought I needed to take golf back up. I haven't played since I was in high school. But only because I'm going to go insane if I don't do something fun.
No, no.
So I've been going skeet shooting. What's that called? Clay shooting, where it's like a golf course, and they move them around each week, and I think it's like Hill Country Skeet. Man, that place is awesome, bro. We got to go up there.
You should. Well, I think, you know, when you tell people laugh. I've heard people laugh and you say, you know, I work 16, 18 hours a day. And they're like, oh, yeah, right. It's actually true. I've seen you do it.
Well, I used to. I got to be honest. The news has gotten so heavy. Stuff is so hardcore that if I don't have some brevity and have a good time, I'm going to go nuts. I mean, I've already gone insane. But
it's hard to exit out of it because of how much it's infiltrated our daily lives. I mean, you can't even sit down and turn on Netflix or something without being hit by all of it. Look at that. It's a picture of you right there.
It's kind of uncanny. It's ridiculous. Oh, boy. That's not really a good thing, except he's lost so much weight. He looks pretty good.
He has lost a lot of weight. He looks younger. He looks 20 years younger than he used to.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, I'm going to get serious because there's so much hardcore news. Let's go back to this Monsanto news and tie it into TPP. We know that this basically bans people even labeling globally. That's coming out. It restricts free speech. The Republican leadership's helping Obama get it through against the Tea Party and against liberals, who, again, should be working together against this and are. That's the headline on DrudgeReport.com. Republicans move to rescue Obama trade. By the way, I'm not a huge cigar guy because they're usually not that good. This is one of the most exclusive cigars you can get. So exclusive, it's private labeled, and I can't even say where it came from.
I think we can take a guess.
You think you can?
I think so. But ultimately, I mean, look at the TPP. The Republicans are standing for this, and some of the Democrats too. It's an ultimate attack on all of us just because Vermont is passing mandatory GMO labeling. They're freaking out because they know that they're backed by the biotech giants. Monsanto's losing money and failing and trying to swallow up Syngenta, which is another biotech company. Because of that, Moody's and other investors know that they're failing and they're downgrading them. So they're losing over and over again. TPP is their attack on us because they can't sustain themselves. It's ultimately them saying, okay, we lose. Now we're going to pass legislation that just bans GMO labeling completely. You'll never actually get what you want because we can't do it legally. We can't do it rightfully. So it's really another victory. I mean,
what do you make of Mexico? And I'm going to read this article now. So I wanted to get you in here today because you've been writing some of these articles at InfoWars.com. This one is Adan Salazar wrote this story, but he links through to the main Mexican state-run media systems. Health officials in Mexico moved to suspend infant vaccines over the weekend following reports that routine inoculations killed two babies and left 29 others suffering terrible adverse effects. On Friday, infants in the destitute village of Simajavel, Chiapas, began experiencing serious side effects resulting from administration of tuberculosis and hepatitis B vaccines. Symptoms reportedly included fever, drowsiness, seizures, and intense headaches. Gee, exactly what happens here. Six of the 29 infants sickened are said to be in critical condition. That's one village. See, imagine it's all over the country. It's always much worse. CNN Mexico reports that the parents of two children who died were so upset they did not grant the state permission to conduct autopsies. The two families buried their children Sunday in coffins provided by the state authorities. Mexican officials, health authorities, have now announced the findings of their investigation, but say they've been able to identify the suspected batch of vaccine and are looking into whether contaminated needles may have played a role. Oh, no. You get stung by a bee, maybe one out of a couple hundred people. If you don't have an EpiPen, you die. And the same thing happens. Your brain swells, your throat swells. Different vaccines do different stuff. They gave smallpox shots at the start of the Iraq War to the troops and to the media. And out of a press corps of several hundred that were embedded, was it four or five died? Some of them only 30-something years old. Remember that? From heart attacks. Because it caused an autoimmune response in the ventricles. I'm no doctor. I'm going off what they said in the news. The experimental anthrax shots in 2001, and then again in 2004 they tried it. It was the military's own doctors actually, they called it mutiny. They were court-martialing them for refusing to give it. They finally won because Congress went, wait a minute, this is an experimental vaccine. You can't even make troops take that. You can make troops take an approved vaccine. You cannot make them under federal law. They have rights. Take that. So they reinstated all these doctors. It first started the mutiny in Denver. At the Air Force Base there, they were like, people are dying. You can pull that up in the Denver Post from the time. So all we're doing is exposing what's admitted. And as a response, we're demonized. Just like we have hundreds of mainstream news articles where they're going, isn't it good? The military is preparing and being trained to take on the patriots and the veterans. And then where do we learn about it? From the military who's upset. They spin it and go, Alex doesn't like our military. He claims they're training for a takeover next week. No, I didn't. I said they're training for an incremental takeover. And so they're all over the news globally. Financial Times of London, London Guardian, Der Spiegel, New York Times. Why does Chuck Norris, the icon, we thought he loved the military. Now he says that the military is, you know, planning a Texas takeover this summer. No, he didn't say that. He wrote an editorial and said this is part of a process. And he supports the military but doesn't trust the executive branch. As President Eisenhower said, only thing wrong, and maybe I missed it, with Chuck Norris's article is he's got a couple presidents quoted in there, Thomas Jefferson and people, but we need to get that quote. In the councils of government, we must guard against the undue influence of the military-industrial complex, whether sought or unsought. Let's pull that quote up. We can actually pull the video up. Am I bad for quoting him? The Views attacked us. The Fives attacked us. CBS News, ABC News, This Week, all of them. All of them. All of them that I know of are attacking, misrepresenting. They put me on TV with a tinfoil hat on my head and say, Jones says there's an imminent takeover and that the military is going to put us in Walmarts. I never said that. Other people wondered why Walmarts are being shut down. We said it's a labor dispute. That later came out. We debunked the Walmart story. But does it matter to them, Anthony?
No. A four-year-old could listen to your show and understand that's not what you're saying. It's cherry picking. That's why all those attack websites, all they do is take little quotes. And it's so easy because you can read it and you can go read the comments. And most people understand all they're doing is cherry picking your quotes and attacking you and using still photos of you from a 5-hour show, picking the worst still photo from the 5 hours when you make a funny face. It's a joke. And it reminds me, going back to the vaccine issue, most other countries aren't run by an establishment system that's either medical or military or bureaucratic or whatever to the point where they can't even say or do anything. That's why Mexico is actually taking action against it, because you're allowed to actually question things like why are there additives in the vaccinations like hormones.
I was down in Mexico sport fishing in Isla Mujeres, and I think my family's like, we ran into more fans there than we do in the U.S. I mean, the Mexicans were awake, man. Mexicans that didn't even really speak English. Alex Jones, we love you. We watch. And then I'd be like, hotel managers are listeners. And then we'd go rent a boat and they'd be listeners. And it was just like crazy how awake the Mexicans are.
And in Germany, too. You go over there and you have cancer. They don't say, okay, we're going to radiate you and give you chemo. They're going to say, hey, well, let's look into some ozone therapy. Let's look into some turmeric. Let's look into some iodine. They're going to say things like that. They're not going to immediately start radiating you and insult you if you question it.
I want to get to some major health news and some major InfoWars news, but first, we do have the Eisenhower quote. Can you guys pull up the video of that, too, when you get a chance? I want to just start playing it obnoxiously, because I was going to quote this on this week. Oh, by the way, there it is. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. And he went on to say, the military-industrial complex run by a technocratic and cultural elite, the eugenicist, the transhumanist. They were in control then. He was getting briefed on the plan, and you watch that whole speech, 21 minutes, he's nervous. And I'm not going to go any further, but some of his family, some of his daughters and granddaughters that married the LBJs, they live in town, and they know about this stuff. And I'm not saying they're a perfect family. They're involved in a lot of, you know, hell, they own like two or three big high-rise buildings downtown. You know, the point is that they know what's going on. I mean, anyone who's been inside the system knows this is the agenda. Now, shifting gears, I didn't plug anything yesterday in 3 hours because I got so upset about the news. I skipped, three network breaks that cost us thousands of dollars each time I do that. And I start running low on fuel because this operation is like a bomber. We've got the weapons, the truth. We've got the initiative. We know who the globalists are. But we need the funding. That's the fuel. And I call this mid-air refueling. We have how many products now in InfoWarsLife.com? Because I've got a very exciting announcement. How many products, Anthony?
I don't know the count. Numerous.
I mean, it's got to be like, I think it's like
15.
I think it's 15, 14 or 15 new proprietary products. Some of them are just from the biggest labs that are the most trusted in the country that we private label, but we soup them up. We say, well, could you add this or could you increase the dosage of that? And they're like, absolutely. We're glad people want to buy this stuff from us and make it even better. But we go to the best. In fact, we have a lot of the studies and stuff on the site. We're going to add more. I was out of the day where they keep coming back going, there's nothing. This is beyond California standards. How is this happening? From some of the biggest. Tell folks our labs we use. Not the labs that manufacture it, but the labs that test it.
Right. We'll use NSF certified, which is above and beyond GMP. We also use GMP certified labs. But what happens over and over again is we get these tested for the metals, make sure they're super clean. And every single time, even I can't believe, it's just 0000.
Yeah, but we've already tested it. I mean, these companies have already done it. They're the highest rated. Yeah. We do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
But I know we have some of them. I want to go in and actually put those on. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I want to go add those today. Can we do that?
Yeah, and we published the iodine once about a year ago, and people were super shocked.
I know, but I want to add the new ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
The what was it, the vitamin D3 and the vitamin 12?
We have tests on everything. We do independent lab tests after the NSF-certified labs test it, which we don't even have to do that, but we do anyway, just to double, triple, quadruple check.
We know we're targets.
Yep, exactly. In case they come after us and say, hey, you don't have the test, we have five tests. We don't just have one, we have five.
Yeah, we have from the biggest labs in the country making it, but also testing it separately. So we're launching a new product. I'm 41 now, about to be 42. And everybody knows you hit 40, it's mainline recommended that you take saw paw metal things like that. This has got 10 ingredients, but you can look into what selenium does, what copper does. These are the pure types because they've got a lot of dirty ones out there. Vitamin D3, zinc, the key plant sterols, and other ingredients. Oil of oregano is one of the products, but now we have Prostaguard that has come out, and you hear people say, oh, we've got this, it's free, just pay $10 shipping and handling. Folks, that's just saw paw metal, and it's not that strong. And I'm not knocking other people putting this out. This is a Rolls Royce, private labeled. It's as high with other sellers. This is our proprietary blend of $29.95. This is $19.95. We have a limited first run of this. Prostaguard, I've been taking a leading competitor for the last 2 years. Talked to my doctor about it. It really does not just help you, as everybody knows, it improves everything.
And that one was $40.
That one was $40.
This one is $19.95. And this is our own blend. Cannot get this anywhere else. This is exclusively formulated by the NSF lab for us. This is our own InfoWars Life formula. It is ultra, ultra reduced price. and it has salt palmetto, lycopene, and by the way, salt palmetto is great. I'm going to read to you something from the Mayo Clinic about salt palmetto, which I was surprised to read today. But lycopene is considered the new salt palmetto. And when I talked to those the scientists at the lab, I guess it was about a year ago, they said, yeah, salt palmetto is awesome, and you should be taking that. And most formulas are just a high dose of that, and they charge you $40. But you really need to look into lycopene. And I did, and I talked to a few doctors about it. This is the new salt palmetto. And then we have vitamin D3 thrown in there, selenium, copper, zinc, total of 10 different ingredients. Now,
they all work together in synergy.
They all work together in synergy. They're handpicked. They're formulated in such a way that they're not going to compete with each other. And what's interesting to me is that traditionally, all the way back to the American Indians, they were using a number of these ingredients, saying that for some reason, they just knew that when they took it, the reproductive health was better. They just knew that, oh, you need to take these berries. And that's what we took the salt palmetto from. We took it from berries. It's a berry form of salt palmetto, which is arguably one of the best kinds. So the American Indians were using this for countless years. The Mayans were using this. They called it their health tonic. They called it their reproductive tonic.
Bottom line, everybody knows about salt palmetto. We just add all these other ingredients to supercharge. It's organic, it's concentrated, and it supports a hardcore operation fighting for basic human liberties across the board. We need your support. InfoWarsLife.com. Shop with the good guys so we can continue this operation, expand it in the face of the tyrants. Again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. It's Prostaguard from InfoWarsLife.com and an extremely discounted introductory offer out of the gates. I want to thank you all for your support. You have helped build this operation. We couldn't do it without you. InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
And guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And so now America and the rest of the world is waking up to the spy state, major corporations working with governments to take over markets and surveil the public for tyrannical purposes, the war on the press. And so they have every major news show in the country that we've looked at. The Five yesterday and others on Fox just making fun of me, saying I'm totally making up any police state and there's no plan to take over this summer. Well, we never said that. But they take out of context where we're wargaming the whole thing, talking about it. And I'm like, this looks like an invasion plan, calling us hostile. Oh, my gosh, he says they're invading. What do you think all this is? It's a soft invasion to condition the military to accept it. I'm going to play next hour when Gary Haven and Mike Norris are in studio with us, part of that Five piece. I never even got to the ABC reports, NBC reports. I can't even watch them all. Is this the same script, the same deception over and over again? Briefly, before I get into this other news on the NSA front, because that interrupted Anthony, never let him got to this, from Mayo Clinic, Saw Palmetto. This is the Mayo Clinic. And it goes into it. It's popularly in Europe to treat symptoms of enlarged prostate, although it's not considered a standard of care in the United States. It's most popular herbal treatment in this condition. More than 2 million American men use Palmetto for enlarged prostate and then commonly recommended as an alternative treatment by the Food and Drug Administration. You hear that? It's by the government recommended. Many studies, they should actually question it now, I'm joking. Many studies report that saw palmetto may be as effective as the hormonal agent fistatride or Procar and may cause fewer side effects. It just goes on for page after page. Well, we take all this other stuff that's known to help and fuse it together with Prostagard at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is the Rolls-Royce of prostate salt palmetto-based products. We're very proud of it, and the price is incredibly low. Thank you for your support. When we come back, intelligence leaders cite Texas attack before deadline on NSA surveillance and our guest.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now. you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.